FM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says interest rates will go up by a quarter percentage point as part of the ongoing effort to tame inflation.
Inflation remains too high, and the labor market continues to be very tight. My colleagues and I understand the hardship that high inflation is causing, and we remain strongly committed to bringing inflation back down to our 2% goal.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the rate hike comes despite recent bank failures.
In choosing to raise rates by a quarter of a percentage point, the Fed essentially decided that inflation was a larger and more persistent issue for the economy than the failures of two or three banks in the United States and even one overseas.
A New York grand jury hearing evidence in the hush money case against former President Trump is not meeting today. Still, authorities remain on high alert at the Manhattan courthouse. CBS's Graham Cates is there.
Yesterday, there were a couple of dozen of supporters and a couple dozen people who were against Trump, and they were kind of milling about and doing little kind of sparse protests outside the courthouse. And today, there's really not nearly as many people. There's I've seen maybe two people I would classify as protesters here.
Trump has been urging his supporters to protest. Two staff members at East High School in Denver have been shot. It happened as they were searching a student for a handgun. Here's KCNC-TV reporter Jasmine Arenas.
A lot of parents are shaken up. Students are shaken up. We just spoke to a couple of students who say they're tired of this happening, lockdowns back to back, and they feel that they should even shut down the school because they don't feel safe at this point.
No arrests so far. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to expand the so-called Don't Say Gay law to include older students.
The proposal to forbid classroom instruction from grades 4 through 12 doesn't require legislative approval. The lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity would be banned unless required by existing state standards or as part of reproductive health classes that students can decide not to take. LGBTQ advocates have attacked the governor's agenda, saying it puts young people in their community at risk of violence and damages their mental health. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Walking and chewing gum is one thing, but talking may be quite another.
Can you walk and talk at the same time? A new study from Harvard Medical School finds the ability to juggle both diminishes earlier than previously thought, and it may be a warning sign of dementia. Researchers are recommending routine monitoring at the age of 55 instead of 65 to prevent falls and injuries and facilitate interventions.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
Nerds! Here at NerdWallet, we often see people struggle with financial decisions, like with Helen. Hey, Helen.
Hello.
Helen, you're all over the place.
I'm trying to pick a rewards credit card, and I've ended up, well, everywhere.
With NerdWallet, you don't have to feel all over the place. NerdWallet has side-by-side comparisons of top credit cards. So whether you need a card for groceries or travel, the smartest card for you is right there.
Wow. Now I'm in one place with the right travel rewards card. Nice.
Nice indeed. NerdWallet, the smartest decision for all your financial decisions.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids chewables provide fast relief for common stomach issues, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids chewables. Fast relief for little tummies. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, March 23rd. North Central ITBEC Board and Tourism and Economic Development Advisory Committee will meet at 10 a.m. at the Portage County Courthouse Annex in Conference Room 5. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet at 12:15 p.m. at the SCLS headquarters in Madison. In Wood County, the Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Wood County Annex and Health Center in Marshfield. The Village of Whiting will hold their tree board meeting at 6 p.m. at 3600 Water Street in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Economic Development meeting will be held from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. at 159 East Ann Street in Adams. In sports, Wisconsin is going to the NIT Final Four next week after beating Oregon last night. The Bucks host San Antonio tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for rain changing to snow. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow tomorrow, high of 43. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 20. About an inch of snow tonight with another dusting Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. I've said before, history is made every minute, every second, whether you're awake or not. Being made this week, is a lot of it's being made this week. Your grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be reading about it in the history books. We're going to start right off. It's looking very likely that Donald Trump will be indicted by a New York grand jury. And will have to be, if he's not arrested, show up voluntarily and be processed. A lot of late-breaking developments on that, and I want to go through them. The crime that he is going to be indicted for is in the books of his company. He listed the $130,000 hush money payment to Stormy Daniels, the porn actress, to cover up the affair, to stop her from going public. But he listed it on the books of his company as legal fees. In the state of New York, it is illegal for a company to misrepresent something like that, a payment like that. By doing that, it's a misdemeanor. Misdemeanor in all states. Easiest way to define it is a criminal offense that's punishable by less than a year in jail. It's punishable by more than a year in jail, it's a felony. That's a very rough delineation between felony and misdemeanor. The consequences to you of being convicted of the two are very large. If you're convicted of a felony, you can't vote, you can't have certain jobs. It'll follow you the rest of your life. A misdemeanor ain't great, but you can still vote. and it doesn't disqualify you for the same jobs that a felony would. This charge can be increased to a felony if the misrepresentation was done deliberately to conceal it. In this particular case, to conceal it because it happened just shortly before the presidential election in 2016. Sayewitz has sentenced thousands of people, and she has prosecuted cases for almost 26 years. There's another terrific ad. There's a elderly gentleman, and he looks in the camera and he says, "My wife and I were attacked, and she was beaten up by thugs, and Janet Protasiewicz, the prosecutor, tracked them down, prosecuted them, and sent them to jail." Excellent. Just excellent. And then, apparently there's a new ad out. I haven't seen it yet. They hit Dan Kelly and Social Security. You might say, well, come on. What does Social Security have to do with the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Well, theoretically, nothing. It's federal. But this guy shot his mouth off on a website in the past saying he's against Social Security. Ron Johnson, the senator, calls it a Ponzi scheme. Hey, it's not a Ponzi scheme if I'm paying into it, Jack. It's not a Ponzi scheme if I'm paying into it. This isn't welfare, Jack. This is not welfare. So it goes on and on and on. But then the lowlight was Kelly turning to her. And she said very reasonably, she said, look, if I get in there, I believe a woman has a right to choose or make her own health care decisions. And whether or not I agree with them, that's besides the point. It's her body. He attacks her for that and says, oh, you're prejudging. No, she said, I'm not prejudging anything. Those are my values. And then she says, Kelly would vote to enforce the 1849 statute that 174 years ago was passed by a legislature that women couldn't serve in and women couldn't vote for, to be arrested if they voted for it. And yet, supposedly, a skeleton hand comes into the 21st century and decides how people can make their health care decisions. She goes, that's wrong, but he would enforce it. And you know what he does? He turns to her and he goes, you're lying. How do you know what I'm thinking? Well, I know what Putin's thinking. I mean, if Putin were running for something and he said, well, I haven't made up my mind on Ukraine. Well, no, I would say, you're lying. You made up your mind on Ukraine. Well, with this character, this guy has been endorsed by every group. Some of them say they will only endorse people who pledge to them that they will overturn any right at all for a woman to make her health care decision. It's come to the point that OBGYNs in the state are afraid to even do a DNC, even if the woman's life or health is at stake, because they don't want to be prosecuted. They're not going to be prosecuted by the Milwaukee DA. They're not going to be prosecuted by the Dane County DA or the Attorney General. But there's 72 counties in this state, and there are 72 prosecutors. Some of them would like to be in Congress. Some of them would like to be governors. Some of them would like to be on court TV for a week prosecuting a doctor. That's the state of things right now. There's no exceptions for woman's life, for rape, for her health. And what? Kelly turns and says, you know, I like Janet a lot, but she is a nice person. What I would have said, I would have said, okay, tell me right now. Do you believe that there should be an exception, an abortion for the life of a mother and for rape? Yes or no? He would have gone, well, you know, I'd have to read the briefs. I'd have to read the briefs. No, you don't have to read the briefs. You don't have to read the briefs. That's a pretty basic question. I don't care what the briefs say. We have a constitution. Anyway, she was terrific. She was terrific. And this guy came across bad. Remember something, that race is coming up a week from this coming Tuesday. A week from this coming Tuesday. Right now, you are able to vote absentee in person. What do I mean by that? You know you can vote absentee by mail. Maybe you didn't put in for a ballot. Maybe you don't like absentee by mail. I do. A lot of people do. But I'm very high on absentee in person. Because you walk in there, it's a very short line. And in Milwaukee, which is, well, the busiest polling districts in the state. In Milwaukee, you walk in. If you walk in like late morning or mid-afternoon during the week, there's nobody in line. It's not like there's a short line. There's no line. You walk up, they are so grateful to have a customer. They say, great, and they check you in. They're polite, terrific. Walk you over to the voting machine, set it up. You vote. Then you get a little sticker that goes, I voted, and you walk out, and you're golden. Election day comes. You can sit back, relax, go to work, and that night just sit and watch the returns. We're going to go to the lines right now. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I have to say this, the ads that Kelly is now running against Judge Janet and some of the sliming is, I thought the Mandela Barnes slime job was bad, but this is really getting down and dirty. So, you know, it's just amazing to me. I've lost all hope with the GOP in running an election without sliming people to the point. I don't know what you would call it, but anyway, I just wanted to. It's not going to change my mind at all. I want fair maps. So, with that, you have a great day, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, let me respond to that, Paul, because this may be some misconceptions here. First of all, you have to remember something. The Republicans lie in their campaign ads. So they take those ads as, you know, that she didn't sentence this one, she didn't sentence that one. First of all, they're the ones that darkened Obama, Mandela Barnes's skin. They darkened Lou Butler's skin when he ran, 10, 15 years ago. They lied about Jill Karofsky when she ran. So you cannot take for granted how they're describing the crime. They lie as a matter of course. However, she has sentenced thousands of people. And let me tell you something about sentencing. First of all, there's a pre-sentence report by professionals, and they spend a lot of time, and then they make a recommendation. Then the DA makes a recommendation. Then the victim makes a statement, and then she has to decide. There are a number of times where somebody who is a victim says that they have reconciled with the person and they don't want him to go to jail. She'll still send him to jail, but not for a huge amount of time, because that is the desire of the pre-sentence report, the DA, and the victim. The other thing is, in some of these cases, they're very, very sad. If you sentence someone to a long time in jail, what happens with the family? What happens with everybody else? And that's why you have pre-sentences reports by experts. So,
my part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave.
Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, Eastside, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 33. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. Highs around 41. Overcast. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows around 28. A dusting of snow tonight with another inch Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Don't hang up. I will take you in order quickly. We're going to start with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Matt, on this, what I'm about to say, I'm going to have to lean on you for a little expertise. I believe, at least I was led to believe, that Dan Kelly was aware of the fake electoral votes. He participated in it. If he did, and you ask him, you know, did you participate in it? I hope like heck he says, no, I didn't know anything about it. And then my report to him would be, you didn't know anything about it, and you want to be a judge? How can you be a fair judge if you don't know when the house is burning around you? You don't even know that's going on. Where's your impartiality? Where's your thought process? You have no qualifications. And I'll leave you with this. I get a kick out of it. I had heard from some of your colleagues. He wears a cape. Well, there's only one cape crusader that I know of, and that's Batman. Now, I don't know if he's Batman or what, but I'll tell you what. This guy is beyond off the wall. Am I correct on the electoral, when he was involved in that he knew? I'll hang up and listen to your reply. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's great. And, yeah, he was involved in the fake elector business. You know he was because in the January 6th committee, in that the special commission, Andrew Hitt, the former chairman of the Republican Party, who was a fake elector, said that the guy that advised them and helped them gin it up was a guy named Dan Kelly. Now, look, if Dan Kelly turns to the camera and says, I knew nothing about it, and he's not crazy enough to do it that way. Well, he said, well, you don't know what I told them. Well, yeah. Putin says, I don't know. You can't read my mind about Ukraine. Well, yes, I can. And with Dan Kelly, he was paid almost 120 grand. What were you paid 120 grand for? Just to sit there? I mean, come on, guy. The second thing is, he's the guy who went around the state with Gableman for a year lying about fraud. So he knew plenty about it. And when Janet Protasiewicz said at the beginning of the debate, this is about our democracy, it's at stake, she was absolutely right. Bill, excellent call. Thank you. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Gene, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
I hope the voters don't be duped by the masters of deception, because this is their modus operandi. They do this right prior to within a week or two of voting, so that there's no opportunity to come back and clarify and correct their lies. They did this with Mary Burke, and I'll remember this so much because it really had my ire going, and that was on radio stations, they were discussing how Mary Burke was fired by her father. and it was just before the election. I was calling and tried to get in, you know, and to fight back, and I notified people that, hey, this guy, they're lying about Mary Burke. Remember, she was running against Scotty Walker after the recall. And that got out, and that impacted significantly. I couldn't believe it. And, you know, this judge, Judge Janet, would not have the successes, the positions that she had if those lies were true. People would have gotten rid of her a long time ago if this was her behavior. So I hope people will look beyond the lies and the fraud, because you can't believe a thing that comes out of, you know, and I feel bad saying this because I do not want to see one party. However, I do not want a party of lying and deception running our state and our country. So please fight back, folks, because we need to put a stop to it. And the only ones that can is our vote. Thank you, Matt, so much.
And thank you, Gene. Let me tell you what's going on here. Gene is exactly right. When they put on an ad, you know, like they claimed that Mary Burke had been fired by her father. Another ad, they claim that she was fired by her brother. They just say this stuff. This is sort of like Russian stuff on Twitter or on Facebook. It's fake. Now, what's going on here, though, is this is an old tactic. You're right. About 2 weeks before, they unload this terrible stuff. You've seen these ads. These ads are misstating the cases that she was involved in. They're misstating and or silent on what the DA recommended, on what the pre-sentence report recommended, or what the victims wanted in their statement. Okay, so but they came out with this stuff. Now, the reason they're doing it, there's a theory, is to slime the entire election so that the voter turnout is turned down. They don't think that anybody who sees these ads and was for Janet will vote now for Kelly. That's not what the deal is. What they think is that if they slime her enough, people will be so disgusted, they'll say a pox on all your houses and won't vote. And there's a lot of data that shows in elections, especially low turnout, like a judicial election in April, that in a very low turnout, it benefits the Republicans. That's just the case, because the Democratic majorities tend to be less committed voters, but they're very sincere about their vote, but they have a conscience and they see slime and they say, we don't want to be any part of that, whether it's true or not, blah, blah, blah. They pour garbage. They pour buckets of slime on the entire race. That is their MO. So if you're listening to this broadcast or you're talking to family members or friends, remember something, get out and vote. No matter how distasteful all of this is, they frequently lie in what they're saying. B, there you have no background in what really occurred. And C, that Dan Kelly will keep gerrymandering in, and he will vote on the Supreme Court to overturn an election if a Democrat wins in 2024. It's as simple as that. He went around the state with Gableman trying to overturn it. He was paid almost $120,000, $119,000 and change by the Republican Party all the way to December, a couple of months ago, to gin up the special elector, the fake electors. This guy is fraud on the hoof. He is fraud on the hoof. You do not want him on the Supreme Court. You don't want a Republican or Democratic staffer on the Supreme Court. You might as well put the Republican chairman in the Supreme Court. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's now or never, my love won't wait.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Meet the candidates who will be on your ballot tonight at the McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids. From 5 to 6 p.m., you can talk with school board candidates. They will be seated at individual tables in the all-purpose room. Then from 6 to 7 p.m., candidates for the Wisconsin Rapids City Council will take their places. To round out the evening, Wood County Branch 4 Circuit Court candidates will be available at the tables from 7 to 8 p.m. Refreshments will be available. Home price values have dropped around the U.S. in the past year, but that's not true in central Wisconsin, where home prices are still increasing. News 9 reports that Wausau realtors say prices in Marathon, Lincoln, Portage, and Wood County are still going up on average. This is good for sellers, but for buyers, the lack of homes on the market make it tough to find what they're looking for. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for rain changing to snow. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow tomorrow, high of 43. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 20. About an inch of snow tonight with another dusting Friday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
I'm going to ask you what your opinion is, and I just want to know what your opinion is about the what's been coming out in the news about Janet Posavec and Mike Madden, her stepson, which is accusing her of elder abuse, using the N-word.
Drinking. Yeah, cut the baloney here, Gary. Hold on for a second. The stepson that you were talking about is spent several years in prison for drug dealing. He brought a couple of hundred pounds of marijuana into the state, into Milwaukee. There are other step people. There's another stepson and a stepdaughter who don't corroborate that. She was married for about 9 months to this guy, and they got a divorce. So that is typical slime out of the Republican Party. I'm not accusing you personally because I think you're a good guy, but I'm tired of slime from the Republican Party. Thanks for calling. Tatter Billy, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Tatter Billy?
Hey, I'm just wondering about this. I'm hearing a lot about people saying, hey, when Trump gets indicted or arrested or whatever, don't celebrate. It's unseemly. I guess I understand, like, they don't celebrate because it's not anything yet. But, you know, justice has been such a long time in coming, so far overdue. So to think that the Democrats should just sit on their hands and, oh, well, we're just going to let the process play out and, you know, this is a sad day. No, it's going to be a great day when Trump is finally beginning to be held accountable. And I don't expect to hide it.
You know, you anticipated our next topic. So I know what you're saying, and I'm going to hit it very hard. I'm going to take one more call and then go to the next topic. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
Well, again, the hypocrisy of the Republicans absolutely, totally amazes. Oh, excuse me. It's not Republicans this time because it's a nonpartisan Supreme Court race. That's right. We sometimes forget that with the rhetoric that goes on. But, you know, Kelly says that can't trust Protasiewicz because of a variety of things, one of which is she's gotten money from the Democratic Party. Well, she's already stated clearly that she will recuse herself if something comes before the court that involves the Democratic Party. Kelly, on the other hand, when in 2020, I think it was, he recused himself rather than vote on the, I think it was a voting purge where they were trying to purge 200,000 Wisconsinites from the rolls. And he
right.
first recused himself, so I'm in that election. And then he didn't like the result of the election, so in retaliation, he unrecused himself. Now, I don't even know if that's legal. I didn't know it was possible even. And you know, you can't trust somebody? Excuse me?
Right. No, you nailed it. Look, Jack, here's the deal. Not only that, it was a Zignago case, and he recused himself. And then the Zignagos gave him about 20 grand, and he lost that spring election. He unrecused himself. You know, it would have been a vengeance decision. And then fortunately, frankly, it got delayed enough so that it went over to Jill Karofsky and he was no longer on the court. This guy's bad news, okay? This guy is extremely bad news. And, you know, for him, the chutzpah of this guy, for him to accuse Protasiewicz of taking money from Democrats, this race is already the most expensive race in the history of the United States. The history of the United States, judicial race, I mean. It's over $30 million. And a big chunk of that went to him from this Eline character from Northern Illinois and a lot of these folks. They're all Republicans, but more importantly, he ran his last race out of the Republican Party headquarters. Out of the Republican Party headquarters. That's where he ran it out of. This guy knows no shame. I mean, really knows no shame. Janet Protasiewicz said, yeah, if the Democratic Party is a party, it's okay, so I won't hear it. That's all. That's all she has to say. This guy, listen, Gableman got $1 million from the Wisconsin manufacturers in commerce, and then he passed on a case that gave them an exemption. Do not trust the Republicans with money. I've told you that in the past. Do not trust anything that they say. Anything that they say in an ad or in debate, because it's absolute baloney. Jack, thanks for calling. We'll take one more. Steve from Waukesha, my friend. Thanks for calling, Steve. What's in your mind?
Hi. So I've got a question for you. I listen to your station, not as much as I do the other stations. I do side on the other side. But my question for you is, the gentleman that called a little while ago, talking about the, you know, Janet using the N-word and whatever was
all right.
going on.
Terminate the call, Calvin. Terminate the call. Noticed. And that has to do with Tatter Billy is not going to tolerate being told you can't exult over Trump. Let me give you the background, and then you can make up your own mind. First of all, Trump was, as president, head of state as well as head of government. There's nobody who wants to see him prosecuted more than I do. Nobody. But that said, how we treat a head of state as opposed to head of government. Head of government is like the prime minister in England. Head of state is King Charles. Here, you combine them. We do not want a perp walk of Trump going around a building. And we also do not want public exaltations. In my opinion, the reason for that is it's unseemly. Whatever you think personally, let it go and let the law take its course. But I don't want to disabuse anybody of anything, but I am deeply suspicious of what's going on in New York. And I'm going to tell you why. The New York grand jury is not sitting today. Apparently Bragg said they don't necessarily have to sit. They may come back tomorrow. Donald Trump has been fleecing his supporters. Remember that he said early on, he said, well, on Tuesday, I'm going to be arrested. He raised over $1 million on that, by the way. And he's going to be arrested. There is some Photoshop video going around. If you want to see something very, very funny, go on and look at it. There's a picture of Trump with fear on his face being chased by cops. And there's another one of Trump being wrestled to the ground by three cops. And it goes, Trump arrested. It's all baloney, okay? It's all baloney. Those were Photoshop, number one. Trump sent out an encoded message to his right-wing supporters. His next campaign rally is going to be in Waco, Texas. And the experts have said that they think that what that shows is that this is an invitation to his supporters to rally and to be kind, if not violent, kind of rowdy. Why? Because Waco, Texas, this is the anniversary 30 years ago of the raid on Waco, Texas. It's the anniversary of the ATF raid that killed David Koresh, the cult leader, and about 80 of his followers. And it was bungled and it was wrong. In my judgment, there was such outrage, and I shared the outrage that it went to that level. That in 1994, the Democrats got pasted in the election. So he's trying to tie this into the Waco deal. Just so you know. Now, I am suspicious about what's going on in New York, not because I have any inside information, but there are probably thousands of misdemeanors committed in New York City every day. There are hundreds every day in Milwaukee. There are hundreds, if not more, felonies committed in New York every day. You never read about a grand jury having to sit and deliberate on every one of them before the DA can charge. The DA doesn't need a grand jury to charge. He doesn't need a grand jury to charge. My original thought had been, of course, that he was doing this for political cover. Okay, I get it. It's a former president, blah, blah, blah. But what happens if they don't charge? What happens if they don't charge? Then what it is this grand kind of kabuki dance where Trump says he's going to be charged and arrested. He gets $1 million. There's this Photoshop stuff put on. It's all false. And then what? He's not charged. And he looks like what? A saint? Come on. This is the guy that ginned up the insurrection, that lied about having classified documents in Mar-a-Lago and lied to his own lawyers, and then transferred the ones that he wanted to keep up to Bedminster. This is the guy that extorted Brad Raffensperger, and suddenly he gets let off the hook. Now, it is possible that my suspicions are misplaced. Why do I say that? Because I'm not omnipotent, and neither are you omnipotent, and who knows? Maybe he will be charged, and if he is, that's fine. But there's a lot of violent talk being thrown around. Let me give you some of it. There's a guy named Ali Alexander, who's a right-wing nut, who's one of his biggest supporters. He threatened the cops in New York on Twitter today. He said, quote, any cop who betrays the people for politicians is a traitor and will be dealt with at a later date. And the penalty for treason is death. Ali Alexander should be arrested right now. He should be held without bail. He should be sentenced for threatening the cops in New York. There's a guy, here's another guy. This is a real beaut, a guy named Pete Santelli, a right-wing nut, radio nut. He said, quote, if Trump is arrested, we should execute Obama, Eric Holder, and Susan Rice, end quote. All African-Americans, Obama, of course, and then Eric Holder is attorney general, and Susan Rice is national security advisor. That's a felony. He's a former president. And these are former government officials. What's going on? What am I the only guy, if I were in power, would arrest these guys? You can't do that. They let Paul Gosar off in Congress. He put on a video in which he kills Ocasio-Cortez. She's in Congress. That's a felony. In it, he attacks physically Joe Biden. That is a super felony. If you go into a bar and say, I want to kill the president of the United States, they're informants, you will be charged with a felony. Why are these people not charged? But that's what's going on, and that's what's bothering Alvin Bragg, and I don't really blame him. Let me give you another. This is unbelievable. There's a QAnon supporter and a Trump supporter out in Colorado named Remington. She and her husband put up a no trespassing sign. Some poor guy who's a salesman was told by his company, a house painting company, knock on doors and see if they want their house painted. He goes up and he triggers a tripwire, a spring gun. There's an explosion. He's almost deafened. He's almost blinded. And the cops find a shotgun in the bushes and they come screaming, no trespassing. That is a felony. Fortunately, they've been charged. There's a famous case in England that goes back to the 19th century that's been incorporated in our common law. You can't set spring guns and attractive nuisances. In those days, these cruel lords, people would poach from their gardens to get vegetables or shoot deer on their estates. They put spring guns and kill them. And an English court said, I don't care if it's your private property. You can't set a trap on your private property to injure people. And that has been incorporated in our common law. Apparently nobody knows that. What, nobody cares about that? Come on. And then this Ali Alexander can say we should kill New York cops and the clown Santelli, we should kill Obama, Eric Holder, and Susan. I've had enough of this. I've had flat out enough of this. There have got to be prosecutions for threatening public officials and police officers and FBI agents, and it's got to be enforced now. On a break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I won't delay.
It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. On FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are alive. I will get to you in a second, but this last one really frosts me, but I want to switch to a local issue because I get my blood boiling when I think of all the stuff going on with Donald Trump. There is a Wisconsin spills law. It's an environmental law. It's been in effect a long time. But it says basically if some toxic substance is spilled like into the water, for instance, or into the ground, the DNR can come in, order it cleaned up, and order the company that did it to pay for the cleanup. Okay, it's very much like a Superfund requirement, but it's at the state level. There was a dry cleaners that spilled some bad stuff, forever chemicals. So the DNR came in and said, you got to clean it up. That is now in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce are involved, siding with the dry cleaner, with an unbelievable argument, an unbelievable argument. And remember something, the Supreme Court right now, until August, is 4-3 Republican. The argument is that forever chemicals are not listed as toxic substances yet in Wisconsin, because remember, Voss tied it up and won't, quote, approve them, end quote, because of the lame duck legislation. Remember that? That basically said he can do things like a governor. So therefore, because it's not officially toxic to the satisfaction of Voss, it's the municipality of, I think it's Oconomowoc, has to pay for it, not the private company. Now, wait a minute. Remember that train wreck in Ohio? That was vinyl chloride. Now, vinyl chloride is listed as a toxic substance, but there are things on these trains that are not listed as toxic substance. And what? Community is supposed to pay for it and can't get any compensation from the negligent company that did it? That did it? This is the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce once again doing everything in their power to block any attempt, quite frankly, to recognize the severity of what forever chemicals have done in this state. They're all over the state now. I used to name the counties. I can't name all the counties now. There are many, many rivers, lakes, bodies of water where you can't eat but one fish a month or a week, that kind of thing. And well, if it's a trout, one a month. If it's a walleye, one. You know, I mean, this is Wisconsin with clean water. This is Wisconsin with clean water, and Voss and the gerrymandered legislature holding it up. If Janet Protasiewicz is on the Supreme Court, what I would do, and I've never talked to her about this. I don't know what she would do. But she's much more likely to do the following than Kelly, which is to say, no, manufacturers, you are wrong. The forever chemicals are toxic because scientists have limited the amount of fish who are infested with this, whom you can eat. It's getting to deer herds because they drink the water. And so we believe that the DNR's expertise as an agency, they have scientists on there, they have people who know what they're doing. It's very, very important that they designate it, not Voss. And while we're at it, we're getting rid of the lame duck power. 4-3 is it. 4-3 in the Supreme Court is the ball game. Janet Protasiewicz has got to get on that Supreme Court. Going back to the lines, Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for going Western Mind today, Tom.
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. And, you know, to kind of underscore your frustration with some of the rhetoric coming out of the right and the Republicans, I think Jim Jordan is a candidate for either an obstruction or intimidation. He didn't have any idea at all, any of the facts of the case as far as what was going on. But in his mind, this already is something wrong, that the DA is doing something illegal. And he's sending the message out to all of the Republicans and the followers that if you investigate Trump, expect to get hauled in front of Congress to explain yourself. Now, I'm curious exactly what law it is that McCarthy is citing, or where in the Constitution it says that he has the authority that he can just arbitrarily decide without seeing any evidence that he knows when a case is a proper investigation and when it is not, especially at the state level. That just completely boggles my mind that he's allowed to say that and there'll be zero consequences for his actions.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Tom. And the one thing that I might take differ a little bit is I don't know if there'll be zero consequences, because here's the thing. It just was announced today that the Republicans in the Senate don't go along with that. They do not. They're afraid. I mean, because they have to run statewide. You can't gerrymander the whole state. You can gerrymander congressional districts, which is how Jordan gets away with this stuff. You can't gerrymander a state. You know, for them to interfere in a criminal investigation and threaten a DA is not only unlawful, that strikes at the heart of American democracy. The whole idea is there's a case called Younger v. Harris back in California in the early 70s that basically said that courts can't even go in and halt a criminal prosecution in a state court. Now, there's a federal judge, even if he thinks it's an unfair state prosecution, he can't do anything about it. You got to let the states take their course, and then there's an appeal process which can end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. For the Congress to try to go in, the fortunate thing is Alvin Bragg has shown a lot of guts. He said pound sand. Now, here is the procedure. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, the head of the Judiciary Committee, can issue a subpoena with a majority support from his committee, which he'll get. Which he'll get. Even this, our Brian Stile here in this state is the head of a committee, administrative committee, was forced to sign on. I don't know. He looked like a volunteer to me to sign on to a threatening letter to Bragg. This James Comer, the guy from Kentucky, head of the oversight committee, signed on, and Jordan signed on. Bragg told him to pound sand. So Bragg gets a subpoena. First of all, what I think he'll do is appeal the subpoena in federal court. And certainly the New York federal courts are not going to uphold it. If the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court say, well, you know, that's for the Republican Party. We exist to serve the Republican Party. Go ahead. So Bragg goes there. He sits there. I'll pretend I'm Bragg. Gymnasium Jim said, why are you doing this? I'm not at liberty to tell you why I'm doing it. We believe there's probable cause to believe a felony was committed. And we are going to, without fear or favor, pursue the law. Okay. We want to see your evidence. We want to see the witnesses. We want to see this. Good luck. You ain't seen them. And the reason you ain't seen them, quite frankly, is because this is not the way the criminal law works. We're going to the end of the show. I'm getting cut off. We'll talk about it next time. Great calls as always. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today. We'll be back same time, same place.
Of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you.
You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's